Once upon a time, a beauty rested, peacefully unaware of the dangerous predicament around her. White blonde curls framed her heart face and luscious lips pouted, begging for a kiss, matching the shade of the red rose interwoven her pale, delicate fingers. A soft glow washed over the innocent maiden as dawn approached, giving her exposed thigh a golden tone. In the brick room, full of trinkets, wine, and red cushions, she stood out like a diamond amongst coal, rich among poor, innocent among scandal, tease among torment. Dusk, a notorious magic weaver, smiled at the work of art, the hassle of kidnapping and drugging worth it. Tricking her had been easy. The teen was a hopeless romantic and crushing hard on a particular suitor. All it took was a forged love letter begging to meet, and beauty even arrived early, drinking the drugged wine to calm nerves. The most difficult part was sneaking the unconscious woman across the capital unnoticed, which took the entirety of the night. No matter, seeing the setup exactly as planned eased any lingering concerns. The only thing missing was a prince, even an uncrowned one. Tossing the frizz, an effect from the temporary dye of navy hair in a knotted bun, Dusk threw a glance at her own reflection. From the open glass window, doe eyes lined by thick lashes stared back, surrounded by smears of black across her skin. The paint masked half her face, hiding most distinctive features like her notorious thick eyebrows and freckles. The less recognizable, the better. The use of the enchanted paints helped to blur the features it touched, making her true face unrecognizable, even to the well-acquainted prince. Thud, thud, thud. Abs! She internally cursed. Philip Charm came too early. The sleeping antidote wasn't even applied. Shouldn't the dingy ever after be the last place he suspected? Someone like him wouldn't come here, never to a brothel, never at dawn, never unpredicted. The door wrenched open in a loud groan. Are you that eager to see me? Dusk greeted flirtatiously, briskly adding a subtle swipe of pink cream to Beauty's lips and faking nonchalance. A muscular male had entered, dressed in a green frontal wrap tunic, uncommon in Dire, and brown cuffed pants. Yet he did not have the familiar blue eyes and golden ringlets she adored. Herbs and roots! No one else was supposed to interrupt the scene. Peter, the owner of the place, took a bribe worthy of nobility. The intruder affected her plan. Heart pounding like a wild animal about to be captured, she grasped any epiphanies to avoid disaster. She couldn't fail. They were relying on her. This orchestration signaled the beginning of the end. If she failed, keep it together. Where is our uncrowned prince? Her voice sounded languid, despite feeling the opposite. Is Charm sending errand boys now? Boy didn't fit the description of the stranger, as there was nothing gangly or awkward about him. The towering man's auburn hair swayed down his back as he stared at the sleeping maiden, eyebrows knitted in confusion. The clearness in his gaze eliminated any notions of a drunken, accidental entrance. Herbs and roots and petals, she cursed at herself. Was he another hero wanting to save a maiden? He certainly had the handsomeness for a ballad, but not Dire royal lineage. When he met Dusk's stare, her lips parted slightly at the vibrant moss-green irises. That kind of feature belonged to an enchanted forest, not on a being. They stood out more than his unusual single eyelids, kissing in the corners. When the pupils momentarily lengthened into slight slits, the realization hit like a ton of bricks. Sending halflings is new, she added nonchalantly, despite her stomach flipping. No other beast features appeared, apart from the eyes. However, she sensed the predatory nature hidden under the human skin.